Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing Siyata Dishmaya, our series of the Shiulim and the Arba Koses, Baruch Hashem. We already had 8 Shiulim. We've seen Mamish Neflos, and now we're going to continue Torah's Paravarava. And again, this is all based in the Torah of Moir Rabbi, Goyin HaGadol, Lishmo Lezicho Tabas Kol Nefesh of David Tzatzal. The Ramah in Simen Tov Pei Gimel brings from the Maharil that if he doesn't have wine, he can take for Arba Koses Chamar Medina, like in Kiddush. Chamar Medina is a choshev drink. And that Medina, some say coffee, tea, fruit juice. So you're allowed to take Chamar Medina for the Arba Koses if you don't have wine. L'cho'ira, Yesh lahakshusel zeh from the Ran. The Ran we saw in the previous shir says that ketanim don't have hana from wine, and therefore they're not chayiv in the arba koses. So why then shouldn't they take chamar medina? In other words, the Ran says the reason ketanim aren't chayiv in arba koses is because they're not nene from wine. Say there. So you have the maril take chamar medina. If that's correct, then why isn't chamar medina any good? For the ketanim, they are nene from the chamar medina, just like by gedolim who don't have wine. Just what the Maharil says isn't shayich, based on what we explained at length in the previous shiurim, to the din of tseiruf arba koisus in order to create this derech cherus. We spoke about the arba koisus derech cherus, and then each individual course being a mitzvah. So the arba koisus derech cherus is dafkin of mishte, and that has to be wine. That can't just be chamar medina. And it's no better, chamar medina is no better than yayin that's not mixed with water. The Rambam writes that you're not yotze yidei cheirus. The Brisker Rav talks about this, and he was already beaten to it by the Prichodesh in Simen Tov Begimel Ayin Sham. So you're not yotze yidei cheirus if the yayin is not mazug, and you're also not yotze yidei cheirus if you drink chamar medina. The cheirus part, you're not yotze, because cheirus is the arba koses, is the cheft of the arba koses, as we explained at length in our shiurim. So the din of chamar medina is only effective vis-a-vis the chiyuv on every kos, that each individual kos is a separate inyan, a separate mitzvah. That lichatchila we require wine, and b'diavad it's enough to have chamar medina. Lichatchila wine, and b'diavad chamar medina for each individual kos. However, as we saw in the previous shiur, the Ran doesn't even hold of this din. According to the Ran, in kaze davar. Because he holds that there's only, there's no mitzvah on every coast. Therefore, he says the ketanim don't drink, he says that we're talking about a cotton shegi lechinuch. So if the cotton is a gi lechinuch, why isn't he drinking the arba koses al tzchinuch? The answer is there's no toelis, there's no derecheris in him drinking the arba koses. And what about each individual kos, which is not derech cheres, it's just a mitzvah of drinking arba kosos, as we spoke about, again. It's all based on the previous shiurim. The Ran obviously doesn't hold of such a thing, and therefore ketanim are completely patulim from arba kosos, because he only holds as a mitzvah of arba kosos, he doesn't hold as a mitzvah in every kos. He only holds a mitzvah of derech cheres of the arba kosos, the chet of the arba kosos, but not a mitzvah in every kos. So this whole vort is not randik, this doesn't stem with the Ran. Because he doesn't hold as a mitzvah on every individual kos. But the Maharil, so Maharil is l'shitaso when he says to drink chamar medina. That the nidon is only on the chiyuv mitzah derech cherus, and that's only if there's wine. And that's when Rabbi Yehuda says, matuel l'tinok is b'yayin. But if he gieh l'chinuch, then you can drink chamar medina, mitzah kol kos v'kos. And then give them chamar medina v'lo yayin. So it's a beautiful shtikel Torah to explain shitas ha-maril. He holds there is a mitzvah on each individual kos, and therefore chamar medina works for that, even though it doesn't work for the mitzvah of arba kosis of the of derech cherus. V'nimtza lefi zeh kum tois shekishyesh lo yayin. If you have wine, even according to the Maharil, you shouldn't take chamar medina, because b'chai gavne, you're missing out on the Yedei Cherus. You're not Yotze Yer Cherus. And according to what we saw in the Rashbam and the Ran, that's the Ikar Mitzvah. The Ikar Mitzvah is the Idei Cheirus. And even according to the Rambam, Al Kopanim Lechatchila, you need the, it should be B'dar Cheirus. But the problem is, and the Ma'aril Taka says that his din was only Kishen Lo Yayin. But if he has Yayin, then go for the Yayin to have the Derech Cheirus. So you get the Ikar Mitzvah according to the Rashbam, the Ram, the Lechatchila according to the Rambam. But according to this, we have to understand the Mishnah Berure. The Mishnah Berure in Tof Ayin Beis, Sifkot Lamed Zayin, and what the Shulchan Aruch says, to Mishain or Shoyse Yayin with Nesha Meziko Yosoinoi, somebody who's not drinking wine because the wine is harming him, is going to harm him, or because he doesn't like wine, he has to force himself to drink in order to keep the mitzvah of Arbakaisis. Mishnah Berurah writes, and that Shulchan Aruch, that, okay, but you can take Chamer Medina. B'chai Gavni, you can take Chamer Medina instead of the Yayin, you'll drink the Chamer Medina. Based on what we said, Mapitom, he's going to be Mafsid, the Ikar Mitzvah, according to a lot of Rishonim. The Ikar Mitzvah is the Arba Kosis of Cheirus, and that's only wine. So how is he not going to drink this wine? So it's a difficulty in the Mishnah Berurah. Ela sheish ladun lefize b'ikar adin. This din is makor is mekorobi b'Yerushalmi. Shabbos perek ches, Pesachim perek yud. How do they say to take the Yerushalmi says Chamer Medina? Aye, what about Derech Cheirus? You don't have Derech Cheirus. You're missing out on Derech Cheirus. You only have the Kiyum al kol kos v'kos. On each individual kos, that's a Kiyum, but not on the Derech Cheirus. Derech Cheirus is only wine. And we explained in an earlier shiur that according to the Yerushalmi, that's your only chiv. Your only chiv is al kos v'kos. There is no derech cheirus. There is no arba kosis derech mishte. Derech cheirus, derech malchus. It's only on each kos. But according to the Rashbam and the Ran, the chayre, there's no chiv at all in such an instance. On kol kos v'kos. It's only the arba kosis. And parenthetically, it's difficult to understand what the Mishnah Berurah writes to see if Katan Lamed Hey, that this din is only when he's gonna get sick because of the yayin. In such a case, you should drink Chamer Medina Sharet Sion. Says that it's not Derech Cheirus. It's hard to understand. How come if a person has tzal in his shtia? And he has a ke'ev rosh. He's going to have a long-standing headache, even until Shavuos. Like Chazal say, that's considered Derech Cheirus. But Nefilah Mishkav is not Derech Cheirus. The Misvara Vaday Nira Shekam B'Gavne Shel Shulchan Aruch Eino Derech Cheirus. The Nefilah Mishkav is not Derech Cheirus, so having a headache is also not Derech Cheirus. What's the chiluk? Mr. Moore makes the chiluk in Sifkat Lamed Hey, that if one is mitzdar b'shtiyas of a koyv b'rosho, then he should still drink it. But now when he's Nefilah Mishkav, ma'avdelam is Derech Cheirus v'zelo. Why is having a headache not Derech Cheirus and being Nefilah Mishkav not? I'll put him close the parentheses. So we saw that according to the Yerushalmi, the only chiyuv is on, as we explained in a previous shiur, is on every individual kos. Achzeu chiyuvo, but we saw in the Rashbam and the Ran, the chiyuv is the arba kosis. The ikar chiyuv is all four is derech cheirus. So when he's drinking each individual kos. When he's drinking Chamer Medina, so what's the Kiyum here? The Kiyum is clearly going to be for the each individual kos, but not for the Derech Cheirus. And then he's Yotzei De Chovaso B'Chamer Medina. But again, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah says that you know, in the midst of Arab Kos is Derech Cheirus. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be holding. That's why you're tricking these this Chamra Medina. But the Chamra Medina doesn't help you do Derech Cheirus. All the Chamra Medina helps you with is the each individual Kos. Mishnah Berurah says, it says that Mishen al Shoysim Yain Mishnah Shulchan Aruch. You have to force yourself to drink it. Mr. Guru says, you can have a headache. That's the Yerushalmi, they had a headache. Till at Saras, and he still drank the wine. But in Bechlalzik, Shipo Lemishkov, and he said, not if he's going to be Nofer Lemishkov, then it's not Derecherus. And then we ask, what's the Chiluk? Why is this yes Derecherus? Why is Nofer Lemishkov not Derecherus? Mitzdar B'shtiyasu, yes Derecherus. Akoponim. So what's the eights of the Mishnah Berurah? What does the Mishnah Berurah tell you to do? He tells you that to take Chamar Medina, but Chamar Medina l'chor is not going to help you in your kim of derech cheilus of arba kos. It's just the mitzvah of each individual kos. So that's something to be looked into. Akoponim, based on what we explained, we can now go into the classical sugya of tztaka bedalet kosis, taking tztaka in order to drink the arba kosis. V'rishoyne him divrei hamagid mishna beperek dalet mehilchas chanukah halacha yud beis. Right there, and what the Rambam says, that even if somebody doesn't have what to eat, the only way he's eating, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, ani chashuv kemeis. So ein lo ma yoichal ela min hatzdokeh. So what's the din? The din is shoyel o mecher ksusa v'lekech shemen v'neiros v'madlik. So if all he can eat from is tzedakah, that's how he's eating his meals, he should still borrow, or he should sell a shirt off his back, in order to buy shemen and neiros. And to light the Ner Chanukah, the Magid Mishnah writes, v'nira d'lamdu rabbeinu, that the Rambam learns this from what we see in Chometz U'matzah 7:7, that afinu ani shebi Yisrael, lo yivchois midalid koisis, should not have less than the required four cups. And the reason is pirsumei nisa v'kol shekein b'nel chanuka do odif mikidush hayoyim k'mo sheyisbor b'samuch. Eze milim po shel ha-magid mishnah שעוררו את האחרונים, אחרונים רבים, לדון בו בהרחבה יתרה. אומר המגיד משנה, like this. He says, you know how we know that you have to take tzedakah. The Rambam knows how you have to take, that you have to take tzedakah for Ner Chanukah, because you have to take tzedakah for the Arba Kosis. And the reason is because of Pirsumei Nisa. In other words, it says that how do you know that you have to sell your you have to either borrow or sell your garment to take shemen, even if you're so poor you take from tzedakah, because even Ani Shabbi Yisrael, he has to make sure to get the arba kosis. He has to do everything he can to get the arba kosis. Even take tzedakah, do whatever he can do. And the reason is because of Pirsumei Nisa. So certainly Ner Chanukah, which is more important than Kiddush Hayayim. What? So the Lechem Mishnah already says, well, what's this Kol Shekein? That the Ner Chanukah is Adif Mikidish Hayoim is because Ner Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa, like we see in the Sigin Shabbos 23b. So who had in the Arba Kosis? That's also Pirsumei Nisa. And the Arba Kosis are equal to Ner Chanukah to be Derech Kiddush Hayoim. So what's the Kol Shekein Linyan Ani Anim Esparnis Min Hatzdakah? What's the Kol Shekein? Dalet Kos is also Adif Mikidish Hayoim. They're both Adif Mikidish Hayoim. What's the Kol Shekein? If arbicosis is so important, you have to take tzedakah to get your arbicosis. So certainly, and the reason is because of Pirsumei Nisa, certainly Ner Chanukah, which is more important than Kiddush Hayom, which takes preference over Kiddush Hayom. Okay, but the arbicosis also takes preference over Kiddush Hayom. The arbicosis is also preferable to Kiddush Hayom. That's why, for example, the Magen Avraham brings that if you have enough, a person has enough money, chas shalom, either only for Kiddush on the second night or the Arba Kosis on the first night, you do the Arba Kosis on the first night. And you forget about Kiddush Yom on the second night. Because you got to get your Pesum Enisa. Pesum Enisa is other from Kiddush Hayom. So what's the Kol Shekein, Ner Chanukah, to why is Ner Chanukah even more than the Arba Kosis? They're both the Pesum Enisa and they're both other from Kiddush Hayom. אבל לפי דברינו זה מובן היטב, שהרי כבר ביארנו באחד מהשיעורים הקודמים, בדברי המגיד משנה, בפרק זין הלכה טס, שדין דרך חירוס שישנו בארבע כוסות, this דרך חירוס in the ארבע כוסות, that according to our mahalach and all of these שיעורים, has been that this is the din of פרסומי ניסה that they have, is only לכתחילו למצווה מן המובחר. But Ner Chanukah, that's how we explain the Magid Mishnah. The Din Derech Cheirus is the Lechatchila and the Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. But Ner Chanukah, that's the Ikar Din. The Ikar Din is Mishum Pirsum Enisa. Whereas the Derech Cheirus that we have in the Arba Kosis is only a bonus. It's only Lechatchila and the Mitzvah Min HaMufchar. Umemele. Shein achinami lu yitzuyer that you have to choose between arba kosis and kiddush hayoyim, since the arba kosis is not presuming, if the presuming is not the ikar mitzvah, kiddush hayoyim is adif. So you would go with the kiddush hayoyim before arba kosis. Why? Because Kiddush Yom is Mikra Adin, whereas the Arba Kosos are only for Pesume Nisa, which is not the Ikara Mitzvah. And nevertheless, you see by the Arba Kosos that Anani was Misparnis Manat Stakas Chayiv in the Arba Kosos, he has to do whatever he can. So the Magid Mishnah is correct when he writes this Kal B'chomer. Ner Chanukah is Doicha Kiddush Yom, Arba Kosos isn't, Ner Chanukah is. And therefore, you have a correct Kal V'chomer. That's why he writes that Shafilu Anish V'Yisrael Yochas V'Arba Kosov V'Tam Shib Pesume Nisa. There it's Pesume Nisa. Kol Shekein B'Ner Chanukah Adav Mikiddush Hayom. In other words, the Arba Kosov is not Adav Mikiddush Hayom. B'Ner Chanukah is Adav Mikiddush Hayom. So certainly there, Anani has to do whatever he can in order to get his Ner Chanukah. But the Arba Kosos is not Adif Mikiddush Hayom because the Pesume Nisa is not Mikar Adin. You go for the Ikar Adin of Kiddush over the Tosefis of Pesume Nisa, like we saw in the Magid Mishnah in the previous year. That's the Ikar Adin of Pesume Nisa. So, Mitz Hashem, we will continue delving into this Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, and please God, Bli Neder, and please God, we will see Niflaot Mitorat Hashem. So please stay tuned. I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.